Uber wins back its license to operate in London, one of its biggest markets.
It has something like 3.5 million regular riders there, 45,000 licensed drivers. But, you know, as in other cities, it met resistance as it expanded.
And TikTok gets a temporary reprieve, why a judge halted a U.S. ban at the last minute. Plus, running into marathon season, how to stay motivated and train safely. It's Monday, September 28th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. U.S. stocks rallied today, driven by gains in bank and energy shares. The Dow gained 410 points, or 1.5%. The Nasdaq rose nearly 1.9%, and the S&P 500 gained 1.6%. Today's boost gives investors a respite after four straight weeks of declines. More insight into the last-minute decision to halt the U.S. ban on downloading TikTok. The federal judge who stopped the ban last night says the government likely overstepped its authority under national security law. Judge Carl Nichols of the U.S. District Court in Washington made his decision public today. Our reporter Katie Stetch-Ferrick has more.
In his ruling, the judge focused on this 1970s law, which gives the president a lot of power to act on national security concerns. The law has a lot of powers that the president can act on, but it also has some exceptions. And one of those exceptions has to do with informational materials and personal communications. And the judge said that TikTok did a good job of convincing him that the content that TikTok users post would qualify as one of those two categories of information that the president really doesn't have the power to touch under this 1970s law.
The Commerce Department says it'll comply with the judge's injunction, but will vigorously defend itself from other legal challenges. The Trump administration has argued that data TikTok collects from U.S. users could be shared with Beijing, a charge TikTok denies. And we report exclusively that a hacker has published information, including social security numbers and grades, stolen from the Clark County School District in Las Vegas. The data was released after the district of about 320,000 students refused to pay the hacker's demand for ransom. The incident marks an escalation for hackers targeting schools at a time when many are operating remotely and are more reliant on online technology. The Clark County School District is investigating and says it'll notify the people affected. Coming up after the break, how Uber won a key battle with regulators in London. A big win for Uber in London. As we reported this morning, the ride-hailing giant has won back its license to operate in the city, which is one of its biggest global markets. Uber has been allowed to operate in London while it appealed a decision by regulators not to renew its license last November. For more details, we turn now to our reporter, Sam Schechner. Hi, Sam. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sam, remind us about the details of this legal battle in London over Uber.
Well, it actually goes back several years. Back in 2017, a previous sort of iteration of Uber, one could almost say, had its application for a long-term license rejected because of issues around its corporate culture and its safety and governance. You know, they actually pointed to the Uber's use of an app called Grayball, which allowed it to evade surveillance by local authorities, as well as problems with the company's reporting crime to the police. And that kind of dates back to an era where Uber, which had been founded or co-founded and was run at the time by Travis Kalanick, took pride in what they called toe-stepping and pushing the envelope when it came to regulation in order to juice their growth. And it was one of the big first warning signs that maybe that wasn't a sustainable way forward, especially as they were seeking to go public. And so, you know, Mr. Kalanick has since stepped down as CEO and even off the board of the company, and the new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, has really made a point of changing Uber's corporate culture. Well, that didn't stop Uber from getting its license revoked again in November of last year in London. The regulator said that they had found instances in which unauthorized drivers swapped their phones with others, allowing them to pick up riders themselves, which is obviously a safety issue. Uber's been operating this whole time in London, but under the threat that they could be shut down if their appeals don't win. And so that brings us to today, where a court found that Uber has implemented new safety protocols, and while not perfect, it is fit to hold a license in the UK.
So, Sam, how significant is this victory for Uber in London?
Well, London is one of Uber's biggest and most important markets globally. You know, it has something like 3.5 million regular riders there, 45,000 licensed drivers. But, you know, as in other cities, it met resistance as it expanded from taxi drivers and also car service drivers, minicab drivers, as they call them in the UK. And groups representing London's black cabs were very fierce in mounting strikes. And so, you know, it became somewhat of a battleground, something that we saw repeated, you know, in many ways across the world, certainly in parts of Europe and in the US.
Right, and this isn't the only regulatory or legal scrutiny Uber has come under. There's, of course, the issue of their drivers and whether they should be classified as independent contractors or employees. How are we seeing that play out?
Well, that has been an issue that, you know, Uber is sort of the poster child of what's more broadly called the gig economy. They have a bunch of people who do work, in this case drivers, who are classified as freelancers. And so they can pick their hours, they have flexibility, but they also don't necessarily get the right to certain benefits in many countries. And that's been an issue in California, where a new law seeks to make Uber reclassify its drivers, and now they're tied up in litigation. It's also actually a live question in the UK, where the country's Supreme Court has heard arguments on a case which would have a similar impact in the country, and that decision could be coming in coming months. Elsewhere in France, there have been similar court cases. So that's something that Uber is facing, in addition to questions about its licensing and behavior as a ride-sharing service.
Sam, what can you tell us about how Uber's business has been doing during the pandemic? It seems that ride-sharing is down for obvious reasons, while Uber Eats for food delivery has been doing pretty well.
That's absolutely right. You know, the pandemic has really put a damper on people's desire to do ride-sharing, and especially in the second quarter when much of the world was in lockdown, Uber's rides business declined 75% year over year. And, you know, that was a big hit. That being said, since then, in certain lucrative cities, bookings have started to come back as people move around more. And yes, food delivery obviously is something that people stuck at home definitely like to take advantage of. And in the most recent earnings, Uber said that bookings for its food delivery business had more than doubled year over year.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sam Schechner. Sam, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, it's fall marathon season. Many major live races have been canceled due to the pandemic, but plenty of runners are getting their miles in anyway, running alone and then uploading their personal run times in virtual competitions. Wall Street Journal columnist Jen Murphy, who writes about working out, says to pace yourself in preparation for the big race.
So one important thing is it's not just about the long runs. A lot of people think marathon training, if they do their set long runs, that's all they have to do to get through the finish line. But those shorter runs and the cross training and recovery days are just as important. And as you're getting closer toward the marathon day during your taper weeks, doing a short run and just running through some dynamic warm-ups that really keep the muscles fluid is really important.
Jen says it's also important to create a support system, especially in a year without the typical cheering crowds along the race route.
Have family members and friends socially distanced at various mile markers of your route that you've planned out. Have them waiting there with signs, with music, with your supplies, water, maybe energy chews, and especially right now, an extra mask for you. And plan some sort of safe, socially distanced celebration afterward, because it should be something you're celebrating, particularly during the pandemic where it's been extra challenging to stay motivated and train.
Are you training for a marathon? Let us know how it's going. Are you running into any hurdles? Tweet us at WSJ Podcast and let us know. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.